I hit record. I'll you do your sound test first. Do it.
Thank you, Jason. But our princess is in another castle.
Yep. Levels are looking good. I'm going to go pew, 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 pew. Whoop, whoop. Stupid.
Welcome, video game nerds, to another video game themed episode of JBC. My name is Joe Neal. That is Jason Mark.
Yo.
He's played way too many fucking video games in his life. He's also jerked off too much.
You wish.
And that's pretty much the same thing. Okay.
Oh, this is nice. What is this, Bayonetta?
Oh, see, I did this on purpose, Jason. Listen, listen closely.
I'm going to listen closely.
Listen, Ian.
Whoa. Oh, I know this. This is Zelda. Yeah. Oh, I have such a hard on right now. Yep, gotta change pants. Oh, I just gotta shiver. Oh, geez, the levels are going off the charts. That's okay.
Yes, it's in the red, bitch!
If I never play Zelda again, I'm still gonna listen to that song. I have a thing going on next week, Joe, where I'm going to be on earphones for about 8 hours straight, and that song is going on. That thing I'm going to talk about next week, so I already revealed too much. But
well, you know what I did last time? It was the Castlevania thing.
That's right.
I like it.
Yeah.
Now that's real musicianship. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the music episode. what I'm saying is, man, when you have a I don't know if these people are famous. They're just such good musicians. Like, yeah. If you just – thank God for YouTube. Just type in like – because video game music is cool, especially the old NES shit. It's like good music. So if you have a metal band doing it, it's like, oh, fuck yeah. It's just so good.
And
what we did on the last one, remember, I was like, hey, what is this? What is this? And it was a metal band doing Castlevania.
Yeah.
So
I don't want it.
And you got it right away. I was like, hey. And you're like, it's fucking Zelda!
It's true. I don't want to switch this over to a music episode because it is supposed to be a video game episode. But, you know, I have been lately getting into the heavy metal, which is funny because I'm 47 or 6.
Lately. You're finally into the heavy metal?
Yeah. No, I wasn't when I was heavy metal age, but here in the last – especially the last year, I've been really getting into it. And so the fact that you can, like, metalify other things – like, I want to hear metal Mozart. I want to hear metal video game music. I want to hear metal Rockabye Baby, you know, like
– Well, you know that everything that we do on accident becomes a tradition.
Yes.
So – what I did on accident last time was metal Castlevania, and then here I am. I'm preparing for the next video game episode, and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to do metal something." And guess what it was? It was fucking metal's Zelda.
Yeah. While we're on this subject, I mean, might as well, right? Do you have like Zelda is obviously an iconic video game music. Are there other like? Can you think of other video game songs that are to you just standouts like?
Well, actually, let me tell you about my I was torn.
Yeah.
Because I found like the best metal video game version of anything that I've ever heard. And I was like, but people don't know it. Jason won't necessarily know it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a few years older than me, what I'm saying is like some of those Nintendo games.
Yeah,
I don't know how deep you delved into those games, and how many of them you understand. Well, I found one And actually, on the last video game, I brought it up. It's Blaster Master.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Do you know that game?
I don't think so.
Well, it's like a Mega Man, but
Is it Blaster Master or Master Blaster?
Oh no, it's Blaster Master.
Okay, it is Master
Blaster. That sounds like a gay porn title, but
I like it though.
But it's an NES video game. And it's a really good one.
Yeah.
It's a lot like Mega Man. Okay. Also, I looked at the metal versions of Mega Man, and that was pretty goddamn good too.
Okay.
I was like, hey, Jason would probably recognize the metal versions of, you know, Mega Man songs. Right?
Probably would. Yeah. There you go. Here's your Blaster Master.
Right. Right. Now, I always thought that was a really cool song, Blaster Master.
Yeah.
It's a lot like Mega Man because it's a little vehicle that upgrades and gets more and more badass, kind of like Mega Man, right?
Yeah, okay.
Every level that you beat, it becomes, well, your character becomes more badass. Well,
yeah.
In Blaster Master, which I think is an even better game, it really is a great game, the car gets better and more hardcore until you're like climbing walls and, you know, shooting lava, whatever.
Yeah.
But that, here, play the music again, because
actually, I'm going to play the metal version because I just...
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. And I almost put that on this episode.
Yeah! I love the... You know, my favorite thing in metal lately is chugga 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 chugga. I don't know how you do it on a guitar, but...
That's called a palming.
I love it. Chugga chugga chugga.
You put palming. Your palm on the strings, and so it doesn't have sustain. It takes the sustain away from the...
Is that
the,
what it is?
Yeah.
I love that, and I think the reason I like it, because I like to put my palm on my string, which also doesn't have sustain, if you catch my meaning. And if you don't...
I appreciate your juvenile humor, even in this context.
I don't know if we talked about this last time, because it's all sounding so familiar, but I got to tell you, for me, one of the most... The video game music that really brings me back to the game is the music for Diablo. Did you ever play Diablo?
Yeah, actually, here it comes back. I don't want the whole episode to be about our last video game episode, but you played that music.
I did. Okay.
To bring us out on the last.
Is that what
video
it is?
Game
okay.
Episode.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good shit.
Yeah, I liked it. I looked up the the tabs for it, the guitar tabs. This is a complex goddamn song. This isn't just some shit they threw together. This is the real deal.
Jason, I hate to dip back in again to just talking about music, but like, do you play guitar?
No.
Like, you were just talking about guitar tab. Did you try to play a song on guitar?
Oh,
like,
no.
The tablature?
I'm the kind of nerd when it comes to music who likes to look at the notes. I mean, I used to, we don't want this to be a music episode, but just to round it out, I used to like go to the library and there was a photocopy of the handwriting that Bach did on his partitas for solo harpsichord. And I would just sit there for hours reading the music as it played. I can't play harpsichord, but
I understand that you do read music. So when you look at it, And let's say you listen along with some fucking masterpiece, you can look at the music. You understand how to read music probably better than I do. I can read music, but when it comes to playing guitar, I look at tablature.
Right.
And I can get very close to just like looking at sight reading tablature.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can do it anymore. But,
that's legitimate.
You know, if you understand the guitar, you can do that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Fuck that. We're talking about music. What I want to talk about is video games.
Yeah, let's talk about video games.
This is important.
Let's talk about video games.
Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it the last time, pretty sure.
We need to talk about it because it's a different thing. Your wife introduced it to me in 2014.
Yeah.
It is fucking 2018 now. Plants vs. Zombies 2 is something I've been playing ever since. I thought that I beat the game. Wrong. It's weird because they don't. Now, back in the day, it's like Super Mario Brothers. You beat it. Great. You loved it. And now you're excited about Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
And then you play that, and then you beat it. And oh, guess what? And that, remember, I don't know how old you were. Probably 48 or something. <I'm just kidding. laughs> When Super Mario Brothers 3 came out.
Yeah.
But I was the perfect age. I was like 12. Like, the idea of Super Mario Brothers 3 when it came out was unbelievable. You were probably like, what, in high school or something?
I'm not trying to date you here,
but I'm sure it was nearly as exciting for you as it was for me. I was a little bit younger than you. I was right there. And what I'm saying is Plants vs. Zombies is different because they put out a game, well, Plants vs. Zombies 2, It's About Time,
yeah,
which I think is a great pun. Everything in that game is a wonderful play on words. Every plant that they come up with has to do with, you know, battle versus, you know, with zombies. It's great. I just thought I would beat the game. They'd come out with part 3. They'd come out with part 4. No. They just continually expand the same game that
I'm still playing
the fucking same game. I can't stop, and I'm still playing it. And now, actually, I've gotten to the point where I beat the last level, but that doesn't matter because they've expanded previous levels, and those levels are so hard that I have to now build up my plants in order to even stand a fucking chance.
Yeah.
And that's a rhyme I'm talking about. But you know what I mean? I don't know where you're at with that game, or if you play a lot more video games than I do, I think.
I don't think that's a stretch. No.
But like that video game, you probably were like, oh, that's really great. And then you moved on to something more hardcore. But like, I am stuck on this fucking video game for 4 years.
4 years. No, I don't play that one. Not that I think there's anything wrong with it. And let's just be clear. There's no hardcore when it comes to video games. A video game is a video game. I don't care if you're playing Call of Duty 4 and you're getting paid for it, or if you're playing fucking Honey Pop because you can't masturbate to real girls, so you have to do it a video game, hentai chicks or whatever it is. But it's all the same. So to say that I moved on to something more hardcore isn't the case. I didn't play all the way through Plants vs. Zombies 2. My wife did. She was the fiend. She's the one who got you hooked on it in the first place. I've been playing other things, but you're absolutely right. Video games these days aren't like they used to be, where you get a cartridge and that was it. Although there is an exception. I'll bring it up later. Nowadays, yeah, when you buy a game, you're not just buying it for now. They could be delivering all kinds of stuff. You know, downloadable content, DLC is what they call it, I guess. The game could, like, just keep expanding. World of Warcraft, right? Perfect example. You have to pay for the expansions. I guess it's not quite the proper analogy, but that game's been around for, what, 14, 15 years now?
Well, yeah, but
Jason, it keeps changing.
There's only 24 hours in a day. So if you're going to – I guess how it works now, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but how it works now is if you like a game, they'll keep – there's no end to that game.
No, there isn't.
There's some team that will continually expand that game.
Yeah.
I'm not used to that. And now, you know me. Like, I'm into, like, very finite, you know, NES games, Atari games. I'm going to say it again. There's only 24 hours in a day. And to me, it's like one video game is like I'm used to it being like compact and finite, and like you can actually destroy, you can get to the end and understand the entire thing. That's not how it works anymore.
No.
Plants vs. Zombies Part 2 is what's it taught me that, where I'm like, okay, so I guess I'm gonna fucking play this game for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
There's gonna be some team of nerds that are constantly expanding it and giving me ways to keep playing that game. Guess what? That's the problem. I don't have time for any other game. So I'm stuck on that game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you're married to it. Seriously. It's like, I mean, you didn't have a ceremony, but it's almost like if you play a different game, you feel like you're cheating. You're like, I should be playing PVZ right now. I shouldn't be.
I have other stupid games that I play, like chess.
Hey, let me see if
no,
this.
No, serious. Well, I don't know if you had something to say. If you do, hold on. Let me just put this out.
Yeah, go for it.
A video game is a video game.
Yeah.
When I went up to see your dad and my dad in the remote wilderness,
yes,
and we did a kind of a out of control podcast up there. I don't know, Ian, if you listened to that one, but damn, it was chaos. But the fact is, I woke up the next morning, and my dad and I were like, "Hey, it's been like 4 years since we've played chess." And we played a real physical game of chess, and it was really a lot of fun. So we played two or three more.
Okay.
And then he was like, "Well, I'm going home. We're not going to see each other for a while." And I was like, "Guess what? Technology, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We can just play chess all day.
It's true.
Virtual chess, and it's a video. It is a video game when you're playing it on the robot,
dude.
It's a video game."
I didn't know
so
that
now
you were
I've been
a chess player.
Playing chess with my dad.
Yeah.
And our one what we needed, you know, because you can play chess online and it's like these stupid two-dimensional fuck that. You know what I mean? It's like it's two-dimensional.
Yeah.
And then you just move your little pieces. We wanted and the technology is here.
Yeah.
We wanted a chessboard that looks like a real chessboard.
Yeah.
And we found one. It's by the way, here let's pimp it.
Yeah.
It's betterthanchess.com.
All right, I'm going to go there right now. Are you online? We could play a game of chess while we're talking.
I'd rather die, but oh, but you know, this is on theme because my dad and I have been playing, let's face it, it's a video game. It's also an ancient, awesome board game.
It is, yes.
But it is a video game for my dad and I. He's retired. We found a way to like constantly connect. Like it's funny because we've got the technology. We don't just play the game. We call each other so we can talk shit. It's a lot like, I guess, isn't that like what World of Warcraft is? And like all these, it's the same thing where you know, all these online games like, oh my God, Fortnite, which I don't know anything about.
I do.
Doesn't everybody have headsets on and gets to talk shit to each other? Well, my dad and I'm old. He's older. We're talking about old people.
Yeah.
Because we're playing chess and we're like, wow, this is great. Because I'm like, ooh, you fucked up there. And he's like, oh, do you know what's coming next? Shit like that. And we're playing chess.
I want to do that.
I can only imagine if you're in like a first person shooter game talking shit to each other, people that you don't even know. It's crazy. I don't know. Maybe I've gone too far. Jason?
No. I want to do that. I didn't know you were a chess player. I want to play chess. I want to do a chess episode. I'm at betterthanchess.com right now. I'm playing the computer. I am in the Spanish opening. What move are we on? Move 6.
Jason, don't play chess on the podcast. That's rude.
It's a video game. I should be playing a video game on the podcast. In fact, I just might do that.
Technically, it's a video game. I'm just saying. What are you doing? Paying attention to this fucking chess game?
No.
Stop it.
No. It's, look, I've been drinking. Listen, I'm going to tell you something about what I've been drinking, and I'll find a way to work
Spanish
it into
Spanish opening.
That's what it's called. What? What do you call it?
Stop it.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what the Spanish opening is?
No?
All right. It used to be called the Ruy Lopez, but they changed it for some fucking reason. I am drinking.
Idiot, I can do the 4-move checkmate on you, but only if you're a fucking moron.
Well, I am a fucking moron because I've been drinking. Listen, this is a video game episode, and I don't know how to work this into the conversation, but I want to brag about what I've been drinking. So this is what I did. I decided I need to do a shot of something fierce before I start drinking beer because that's how I get drunk best. Right?
Excuse me. Everclear.
Well, I don't have Everclear. I went to our liquor cabinet, which is bare, and I found this bottle of Monarch.
Listerine.
Well, you'd think. This is Monarch Rum, which I think is Rotgut. I'm not sure. But I'm going to tell you where I got this bottle. my wife and I were helping. This is the truth. I'm not lying about this. We were helping two lesbians move from one house to another. Those lesbians later got married and asked me to be the MC at their wedding. Not the officiator, but the MC. So I, like, introduced the officiator and I introduced the cake and shit. Yeah. And when we were helping them move, this is before they're married, they're like, hey, we need to get rid of some of this shit. Do you want this ancient ass bottle of rum? And we said yes, and we took it home and haven't opened it since. And that was literally 11 years ago. So that's what I did. I went and got the Monarch rum and I poured it into a glass and I added some Diet Dr. Pepper. Now, when we were partying it at your house, there was a drink with diet shit in it. What was it called? Like the Dr. Feelgood, something like that?
Well, that's what we've called it on the show. It's Diet Dr. Pepper. You put what's that spiced rum?
Captain Morgan's.
Captain Morgan. Now, okay. In reality, and Ian let us know about this, it's called a Captain Pepper. Okay.
Oh, okay. Good.
I like Dr. Feelgood.
I think Dr. Feelgood's way better. I didn't realize straight up. I should play that song now. I couldn't remember what was in a Dr. Feelgood. It turns out it's rum and Diet Dr. Pepper, which is exactly what I'm drinking. I also added orange bitters because I had some laying around. What's that got to do with video games? Let me ask you this question, Joe.
You're spinning out of control. Now,
what kind of drink do you drink when you play video games? Boom. That's the question. Oh, took 5 minutes.
Well, you know what? That's a decades long tradition.
Yeah.
And it's just got to be beer, and it's got to be light beer. It's got to be white trash. It's got to have light at the end. And I don't care what it is. Maybe it's Miller Lite, maybe it's Bud Light, maybe it's Coors Light, but it's got to have light at the end, and it's got to be Contra. And no, it can also be Smash TV. Smash TV. Let me tell you a story about Smash TV.
Okay, let me hear it. I love that video game, by the way.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, that was
my friend Wes and I, and he'll be on the podcast. He's a fantastic guy.
Yeah.
I want to say it again. I have an astronomy related bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
But to Wes, who doesn't have one of those, he actually is a fucking astronomer. Like, for real. I got a degree, and then I was like, fuck that. And then he was like, actually, I'm interested in it. He didn't get a degree. He's just better at it than I am, and it's actually his career. He doesn't even have a degree in it. He's just that good at it.
Wow.
He's a weird guy, but this is the guy
that
played Smash TV with me.
Now, Shall I describe Smash TV to people?
Yeah, please.
So Smash TV is the conceit is you are a contestant in a game show, and what it is you
– Yeah, it's like the Running Man.
Like the Running Man. You put on this armor and you run into these rooms and these guys attack you and then you shoot them, and if you can clear a room, you can go to the next room and you win cash and prizes. And what was great about that game, it was a two joystick game. One moved your moved your guy, and the other one was the direction you were shooting in. So – and it was a really hard game too.
I loved it because we had four controllers total.
Oh, so you guys were playing at home?
Yeah, fucking on the NES.
Oh,
because we had
the
four-player thing. And so the best way to play it was you have the NES controller with directional controls on each thumb. Oh. You have two controllers, and so does the other guy. And we listened to Evil Empire. I'm not kidding. Evil Empire from Rage Against the Machine while we played it.
Okay.
And it was one of the most, like, viscerally satisfying things to play Smash TV with Evil Empire in the background, and we were so good that we beat it together several times.
Yeah.
We got so goddamn jazzed about beating it that we just did it over and over again, and we were like howling in delight. It was fucking great. NES. Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. I'm jealous. Jesus Tripper. Evil Empire. Oh no, YouTube's gonna give me an ad. I'm trying to.
Are you feeling me, though?
I am. I am super jealous. Is the music a little bit loud?
Let me give you another example. Now, while you bring up Evil Empire, because it'd be nice to – like, you ever heard Tire Me before? How about put on that song, Tire Me?
Tire Me?
We were,
okay,
like, right in the middle of Smash TV, and Tire Me would come on, and we would almost be dead because we're being overrun by – And suddenly this song would come on.
What a great video game song.
Yeah. And then we would come back with a fucking vengeance.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, right? Now,
yeah.
Marcus and I
yeah.
had a different but similar experience because okay. we played Super C. Are you familiar with Super C?
No, what's Super C?
That is Contra 2.
Oh.
Super Contra. Okay. Now, Marcus and I had the same experience because we got so good at playing it together that we were able to beat it together, like reliably. And that's hard. That's hard. Yeah.
Yeah, that is this is a long freaking game. So you guys were able to.
We did a real good job, and you know, one of us would have the lasers, and you're throwing laser ropes on alien faces, and that sounds a little sexual, but it's what I'm saying is we're playing Super C, but we weren't just like Wes and I. You don't listen to the actual music. You know, Wes and I listened to Evil Empire by Rage Against the Machine. Now, Marcus and I listened to Appetite for Destruction.
Okay.
Now, Tire Me was that song where you come back and you start kicking ass. Well, for Marcus and I, it was this song, My Michelle. Or no, Rocket Queen. Hit it. Can you find it?
I can find it.
I'll give you
yeah.
a little bit of time.
I
hit it when I go, hey, here's a song. Now hit it right now.
Yeah, no, I can.
I'll give you a fucking moment. But if you're playing Super C and fucking Rocket Queen comes on. Yeah! Now turn it up and don't cut it off.
You gotta talk over it.
Alright, so when this song comes on and you're blasting aliens.
Yeah.
It just. All of a sudden you get this like adrenaline rush. Turn it up.
Okay, but they can't hear you if I turn it up.
Alright, maybe you know what? That's not bad, but how about My Michelle?
Okay, you want My Michelle?
I just Michelle! Remember because we were playing the video game and Marcus, who is like a very straightforward guy, he's okay. like, fuck Guns N' Roses. But then he really did say that. He was like, Guns N' Roses is stupid. And I was like, yeah, but that's the song, that's the album I want to hear when we're playing this video game. And there was a moment where he looked at me and he was like, yeah, that works.
Oh, no, because that's that little part where he goes, Michelle, that's going on my soundboard. That Guns, again, not on a music episode, but Appetite for Destruction is probably like top 10 greatest albums of all time.
It's a fucking like really heavy, aggressive, yeah. gnarly piece of work. And I'm saying that because when you're playing Super C,
yeah,
it really fucking works. Like you're blasting aliens and there's something about Slash being like okay.
That sounds way better than they do. You should just go on stage, dude. Just singing. Just do. You're just like you're the Guns N' Roses scat guy. Oh god, that would be so great. You know what? I want to hear you do the same thing. Do it. Do this song here. Can you do that song? Shit. Where's the?
But that's Motley Crue.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to Dr. Feelgood.
Motley Crue is good, but it's just not as dirty. It's not as fucking rough as Appetite for Destruction. Those guys were like 15.
That's true. Or 15.
I'm kidding. They're probably 19, but that's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what. I actually know this. They were all in their 20s, except for Duff McKeegan, who's from Seattle, the bass player. He was 19. And anyway, this is not the video music episode. But so you guys would rock out to like 80s, 90s hair metal while playing these video games.
The strange thing is, Jason, is that, you know, Marcus, who's a very, like, he was, like, rigid about, he was all about Jane's Addiction.
Okay.
So am I. But I was like, we're going to play Super C, which is crazy. We're, like, 22-year-olds
yeah.
in college. And I was like, he's like, let's listen to something else. And I was like, no, we're listening to Appetite for Destruction. it is the perfect. It's like this is what I'm trying to say. When you're playing a Nintendo game, an NES game,
yeah,
it's like pairing food with wine.
Okay, yeah, like, I agree with you.
You need to know the right music to play. Smash TV is Rage Against the Machine.
It is.
It must be.
Absolutely.
And I say that with the fullest conviction. If you're playing Contra, any Contra,
yeah,
it's got to be Guns N' Roses and not like November Rain.
The fuck that. That.
Seriously. I need like My Michelle or yeah, like Rocket Queen, or it's got to be, or like Mr. Brownstone.
Mr. Right? Brownstone, yeah. Awesome. Fucking A. I 100% agree. If you're not a good video game soundtrack can make or break a game. And if it doesn't have the soundtrack you want, fuck it. Just turn it off and crank your own tunes. Absolutely. 100%. Yes. So,
I can say this, like, and this is a bold statement, but I don't think Marcus really understood the power of like Appetite for Destruction until he was blasting aliens with me playing, yeah, Super C. He looked at me and was like, I get it. Okay. And look, he'll be on the show probably within the next 6 months. What the fuck?
I hope so.
He has been listening to it. Anyway, we don't need to go into that. Now, I do have to pee.
All right. Okay, you go pee, and while you're peeing, I will try to get Lana Del Rey singing Video Games queued up to the right spot so that I can go, you know, her saying Video Games.
Wow.
So you go pee, and I'll do that, and everyone can hear me fucking around with it.
Hey, what minute are we at? Is this going to be a 2-hour episode?
Well, we're at minute 31. Hours. We're at 32, and we still got some stuff. So,
all right, I'm gonna go pee really quick. I don't want to leave you alone.
No, it's
been
okay.
Thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, go pee. Well, you go pee, and I'll tell the people about Factorio. Why not? Yeah, go. Okay. So, Factorio is the video game I've been playing a lot lately. So, you guys have probably heard of Minecraft, right? And this is. Factorio is like Minecraft on crack. You're a dude who's crashed on this planet, and you're all alone. And what you got to do is you got like mine resources, and then you use those resources to build machines, and those machines build other machines, which build other machines, and it just gets more and more and more complex. And meanwhile, all the machines you're building are burning coal and other resources, which creating all this pollution and shit. And so there are these alien creatures, which the game calls biters, and they are attacking you while you're playing. So not only are you building machines that build machines that build machines, you're also building all this military shit so you can kill these biters. I think I haven't got this far into it. I think like killing them also means you can like harvest some of their shit because you need that technology to build other shit. Because eventually what you want to do is you want to build a rocket ship and get off the goddamn planet. I haven't got that far yet. Because all I do really is I get up to the level where you can like make trains, and then I just play with trains all the time. And apparently people who play this game, Factorio, one of the things they love about it is, like, even though there's a goal, fuck the goal. Just do whatever the fuck you want. Like, some people, like, lay out all these complicated conveyor belts and play with that. And other people are like, I'm going to build a bunch of robots and have them, like, move shit around. And other people make trains like I do. And it's supposed to be this really, really cool, deep experience. And it's definitely one of those games, I'm sure everyone has had this. Anybody who's played a video game knows exactly what I'm talking about when I say, you sit down and you say, okay, I'm going to play for 5 minutes. And then you look at the clock and like 13 hours have gone by. I'm telling you what, if you want to lose weight, serious as a heart attack here. If you want to lose weight, play Factorio because you will forget to eat. That's literally true for me. I have not eaten in a week because I've been playing this goddamn video game so much. In fact, I've been playing it so much that the antidote has been this Japanimation, hentai, like, porn match 3 game that I've been playing called Honey Pop, where you like match symbols so girls take their clothes off. That's the only way I can get out of Factorio. That's where we're at. Joe, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
That was
I don't want you to repeat yourself.
I'm not going
but
to.
Factorial.
Factorio. That must be like factory. Factorio. Yeah.
Factorio is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're obsessed with this?
I am. But
you've already told our listener about it. I don't want you to repeat yourself, but like clearly it's
very immersive. It's very immersive, and if you buy the deluxe edition, you can get the soundtrack. Although I don't know if it's worth it because there's really not much going on in the music. It's very moody, not unlike the Diablo song that I played earlier, but definitely not worth the extra money. This episode, Joe, I think is not just a video game episode. It's the video game music episode, and I kind of like that. I kind of like it.
It really is kind of that. It, by the way, that's God damn, you're not kidding. Like, you don't even know.
I know. It's going to come up again later. Hey, speaking of later, we are at minute 35 now. We got a bunch of extra shit to do. Should we dive into that and see what time we got left afterwards?
Well, we have to pay. We have to pay.
Yeah, got
to
pay.
But other than that, we have to pay for the episode.
We've got to pay for the show. Yeah. Maybe need some new shoes.
Pay just for our sins, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
But for the show,
yeah.
Let's do that. How do you want to do it?
Okay, so let's stack up everything. We've got Larko sent me an ad. You've got an ad?
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. I've got a word from our sponsor.
You got a word from our sponsor.
How do you want to do it?
Do you have an argument for cancellation?
I do. It's a little bit different. It's treacherous.
Okay.
Terrible.
Let's do this. Let's do your word from our sponsor first, and then the Larko. Larko's kind of long. And then we'll do –
word from our sponsor is a little bit long, too.
Okay. All right. Well, it might take up the rest of the show. I think it's great that half our show is us babbling until we're so drunk that we can't babble anymore. And then we switch to ads until the end of the show, because why the fuck not? Works for me.
Professional.
Okay. We're professionals. So we're going to do word from our sponsor. That means I got to turn off the background music. I tell you what, Monarch
really
rum, I am. It's like 151 proof. God damn, I love lesbians. You know, I really do. I really love lesbians. I love gay dudes too. I love all gay people. I love all people. You know who I don't love?
You love them sexually.
I love them sexually.
What you're trying to say.
I do. I love them sexually. As long as they're smooth and smell good.
Now, I do want to hear your voice slur a little bit.
Oh, it's there.
It's not there. It's not there yet.
Oh, it's
gonna
be.
We've got some more time.
Okay.
But let's go ahead and do the word from our sponsor. Right. It's an obligation. Let's hit it. Imagine a video game where you play for decades, developing the same character. There are billions of other characters to interact with, all players themselves. It's an immersive 4D experience where you create and nurture real emotional relationships and build skill sets that launch you into purposeful endeavors of limitless potential.
Oh, that's deep.
You never stop learning about the infinitely complex environment, and you're constantly reminded that the character you inhabit is as mysterious and miraculous as the environment itself. It sounds like a pretty good video game, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. It sounds like your real life on planet Earth. No one is interested in that, especially not you. So why don't you escape into an experience that provides actual entertainment? An old school video game collection that will remind you of playing old video games. Because you're old. That's right. It's the Atari Classics video game catalog. Ugh. Explore dozens of titles, including Dig Dug, where you play as an intellectually challenged animal torture enthusiast who tunnels through the earth, smashing lizards with a rock and putting his tire pump up their ass to inflate them until they burst. Score points and move through levels based solely on how many innocent creatures you ass pump and or crush to death. Maybe you're into something a little more fantastical. Hop in Joust. Joust is a game where you control an intellectually challenged person cosplaying as a medieval knight holding a broom handle as a weapon and riding a mutant flying ostrich. The object of the game is to use your broom handle to knock special needs LARPers off of their giant buzzards and to their certain deaths. Too stupid as hell for you? Well, you can't lose with Pac-Man. Actually, you're almost certainly going to lose. Anyway, in this game, the protagonist is a spherical cybernetic hyper-consumption beast whose only functional feature is a toothless, unconsciously ever-snapping mouth half the size of its own body. Doomed to never stop moving through an endless maze swallowing unspecified pills and random fruits, your terrified eat monster is relentlessly chased by evil spirits. Luckily, the marauding ghosts turn into food themselves, but only if you consume pills of substantial potency. Is this some kind of twisted metaphor? No! It's fucking Pac-Man! And don't forget Mrs. Pac-Man. Also included in this action pack collection. It's the exact same game as Pac-Man, except you're in drag and on meth. Atari Classics. Available for free everywhere on the internet because it's 2018.
Oh, that's good. I want to buy that.
How'd that go?
That was really good. That worked out perfectly. Hey, moving on. I'm going to play those, by the way. You mentioned Joust. You mentioned Joust. You mentioned Pac-Man. You mentioned Dig Dug. Let's not talk about Ready Player One, the movie. Has that come out yet? Let's not talk about it. I have got a piece of Larco here. I'm going to give you guys some warning.
Just a little piece? Just a little piece of Larco? Piece.
One, this Larco ad, one, is long. Two, I'm supposed to read it in first person, which is weird. Three, it has nothing to do with video games. I don't know. What the fuck? It's like the opposite of video games.
Fuck you, Larco.
I know.
You know what we were trying to do.
But the guy who we're advertising for, his name's Bobby. Nice guy. He was like super concerned with the copy of the ad. Like normally it's just like, you know, get in there and get done. But Larco is apparently they're working with this guy, Bobby. And he was like, you got to read the ad just right. You got to, you know, read it in first person like you mean. I was like, Bobby, do you want to read the ad? He's like, no. You're the professional. You do it. And I was like, I'm not really a professional. But anyway, I'm reading
look,
this.
This is a video game episode.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything against Larco. I know that, like, it surrounds me. It's everything to me. I love you, Larco. I love you, Larco. But couldn't it be about video games?
Yeah, if nothing else, my reading of it will be not unlike the first playthrough of a video game because I have no idea what's going on and I'm going to make mistakes. So just.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's just do it.
Okay, here we go. Okay, again, I'm reading this in first person. You have to pretend I'm this guy, Bobby, okay? All right, here
gotcha.
We go. Hey folks, this is Bobby Maggots over at Maggots Fine Knickknacks, Curios, and Collectibles. Come on down and check us out sometime. We've got an excellent selection of small figurines and objets d'art from Lardro to Fabergé, Tiffany, Chihuly, Gaudi, and Herond, hand-picked from around the world, Murano, Barcelona, Beijing, Rio de Janeiro. We're talking Louis XVI, Art Deco, Olmec, and even several pieces from the Chris Bathgate's Machined Metal Workshop. And yes, the rumors are true. We even have a fine collection of Aboriginal shamanistic figures. And let me tell you, these are the real deal. But I want to speak directly to those of you claiming these are fakes. or that we snuck in and stole these from the locals who created them. Not true. You see, my wife, Grunt Nella Maggots, who is our chief buyer, was flying from Indonesia, where she had sourced some exquisite hardwood fertility idols, and on her way to Colombia for an estate sale where the Romanov Fabergés were going on auction. She goes to open her favorite snack, a dented can of pickled pig's knuckles in oxen gravy, slightly spoiled, which are hard to get, no fooling, but taste better due to that subtle hint of putrefaction, and I don't know if it was because the cabin had been overpressurized or underpressurized, but right as she peels back the lid, the whole can explodes with rotting pig knuckles and slimy oxen gravy flying everywhere. People started freaking out. The smell was incredible. An old lady a few seats over started puking, totally coating the little boy sitting next to her. He climbs over the seat in front of him, barfing his guts out and smearing puke and pig knuckles as he goes, and lands in some guy's lap wearing combat fatigues. Army guy gets slimed by puke boy, and when the smell hits him, that in-flight meal from an hour before comes out the way it went in, sending a brown volley of half-digested Marseille chicken and carrots across the aisles. And pretty soon, everyone's joining in, barfing and vomiting, puking, just gobs and gushers and waves of it, like a food fight in some kind of high school cafeteria from hell. We're talking people scrambling to grab their air sickness bags, trying to hold it in with their hands, which just makes it spray sideways, running up and down the aisles, slipping in it, falling on top of each other, everyone screaming and groaning and retching their guts out. The flight attendants have totally lost their minds, are banging on the cockpit door like crazy, and when the pilot finally comes out, a fresh projectile of milky mess comes out of a flight attendant's draping maw, hitting the pilot right in the face. He goes falling backward as geysers of the missus's liquefied meatloaf spraying the ceiling, the co-pilot, and the flight controls. The plane goes into a wicked spin and drops out of the sky like a turd in a toilet bowl. Everyone dies. Everyone except Gruntnella, my wife, who manages to crawl through the debris and thick pools of upchuck to one of the doors, hauls that open and gets on the floaty slide thing. Floats for a few weeks, one of her legs crushed from the crash, hurting like hell and turning green, and her starving to death. So, why not? She ends up cutting off her own leg and eating it. She washes up on shore, someplace like Baraki, but a lot smaller, and the locals take care of her. They patch her up, and while she's recovering, she gets in good with the kids, teaching them English, you know, singing songs like Great Green Gobs of Greasy Grimy Gopher Guts, cute ones like that. When she's finally good enough to travel again, she and the locals are like family. So you see, these shamanistic totems that we've got here at the store, straight from the source. And here's the icing on the cake. My wife missed that auction in Colombia, the one for the Romanov Fabergés, but it turned out my son, Weasel Snot Maggots, was there for medical reasons. The docks down there use live beavers to gnaw off genital warts, but you have to take hormones to make the warts big and juicy enough for the beavers to get at, and Colombia is the only place where those kinds of hormones are legal. Weasel Snot attended the auction and got us those Fabergés. Not bad, eh? So now you know the whole truth. Come visit us at Maggot's Fine Knickknacks, Curios, and Collectibles. Take a look around. See what you like. Even if you don't buy anything, you won't be the same person when you leave.
Oh, God.
Shall we?
Now, that is a video game.
Yeah.
Well, it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Puke, man.
Yeah, there was a lot of puking on that plane. A lot of people died. Hey, should we argue for a cancellation, or do you feel like that ad itself was an argument for cancellation?
I can't let it go. I feel like that is – look, any fucking concept that you have, I don't care who you are. It is a video game out there somewhere.
There is.
Now
– You've heard of – have you heard of
Walk
Rule
– knew that we were doing a video game.
They didn't, but okay.
I feel like they were – well, they know everything all the time. That's the scary thing about them. Now – There is a video game. I think that they're challenging us to name the video game. So, name that video game. It's out there.
Are you talking about a video game in terms of the fact that we were advertising a high-end figurine retailer, you know, or a video game that has a bunch of people puking on each other until they die in an airplane crash. I mean, which...
Well, that's the challenge. Like, I understand that... Look, it doesn't matter what you're advertising. There can be a video game for it.
I think those two things go together.
Doesn't matter what you're advertising. There's probably a video game for it.
Dota 2.
It doesn't matter.
Dota 2. Yeah. Dota 2.
Okay.
Dota 2. That's hilarious if you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, it's fucking stupid. And I think most of the people who listen to this podcast don't know what I'm talking about. So it's fucking stupid. PUBG. If you know video games, you know PUBG, and that's what I just described. Barfing all over the place.
Before we go to the next thing, I want to discuss just for a moment the stupidest video game ever.
And okay.
It's something that I'm way into.
Yeah.
And doesn't speak well to to my character at all. But
sure.
It's a game called Dune.
Dune?
It's not what you think.
Dune, like...
Sorry, I almost puked on my lap right there. Hold on.
Dune.
Dune? It has nothing to do with the book or the movie. Those are quality creations.
Yeah?
What I have been playing is a game called Dune where it's just...
I love this game.
I put my thumb down, and the ball flies through the air, it's addictive. In fact, it is the definition of addiction.
It's such a great game. Here's the thing: it's a battery. You can only play mobile, and it's a total battery killer.
That's right.
I don't know if you can
play it on the fucking big screen.
No,
that's stupid.
So the game, I'm going to describe it to people. The game is the screen scrolls across with just basically waves of sand. That's it, just ups and downs. Some of them are rounded, some of them are spiked. And your control, the only thing you can do is press a button, you hold it, and that makes this little ball dive faster. It goes down into, on one end of the dune, it goes flying up the other side, and then you let go. And
that's it.
When you're ready to make it go down again, faster, because gravity will eventually make it fall down anyway, you press the button, and your goal is just to see how far you can go. And there's lines up in the sky that you can, like, if you go higher than those lines, you can
it's to the moon.
Yeah, or to the moon.
To the moon and beyond.
And beyond,
Oh God, it's so dumb.
It's so dumb. I love this game. Oh, I play it all the time.
Really, you play that?
Oh yeah,
because,
yeah.
Look, if you're sitting in line, maybe that's the best game to play.
It is
the stupidest fucking game.
And it's
now,
like,
let's get back to something that everybody can really understand.
Yeah.
Okay? We did go into Dune. I had no idea that you played it.
Oh, yeah.
That's great that you play it too. But let's do, again, I want to go back to some good music
from
a Nintendo thing.
That's the thing about Dune. No sound whatsoever, like zero.
Right.
It doesn't even have like a sound effects. It's no soundtrack, no sound. That's the one thing that's about it. Like it, in some ways, Joe, you could say it's the perfect game in terms of listening to other music because you can listen to literally anything. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, and it's the most encouraging and discouraging game ever. My dad's funny because I was like, "Here, just play Dune. Like it's addictive," and he was like, What is it? And I watched him do it. He was like, "Oh, here it is." And I just saw his thumb drop a couple times.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Fuck this."
It's true.
He never played it again. And I said, "Dad, why did you have such a fucking intense response to this?" Because he was like, "Because I don't like to smoke crack."
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? I understood what he was saying. He was like, "Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm doing this." He's like, "That is," and it's true. It's like perfectly set up for an addictive quality of the human experience. It's just that.
And
I guess he wants something a little bit more nuanced. He doesn't want just straight up addiction.
Right. This is straight up addiction.
I guess, and I guess that's what Candy Crush is. Just straight up addiction. Oh, so yeah. is Dune, you know.
Well, at least with Candy Crush, there is something of a semblance of development in as much as, like, the levels get harder or they tell a story. Dune, it does not change. It's just go for it. See how far you can go. There's no development. It doesn't
changes.
Get harder.
Never changes.
It doesn't – there's no bonuses. I mean, you know, hit the certain lines up above and you get bonuses. But there's no, like, development whatsoever. Like, if you – playing after a minute and playing after 15 minutes, it's the same. Exactly the same. And yet I'm watching a video right now of the world record highest score, which apparently is 2,657. And I'm not
no
seeing
– way!
And, yeah.
I've got like 150.
Exactly.
I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah. And I'm like watching this and like there's nothing happening that I haven't seen before except for the huge ass number on the screen. And this fucker is already – I'm watching this video. He's already at 2,200. His previous best was 1,200. So you know he's got a heart on the size of Jesus right now. And when he hits 20, like 24, 25, he will ejaculate in his pants. Hey, speaking of video games, I just got – seriously, just now a friend on Steam – sent me a message saying, hey, I'm going to say hey back. I don't even know who this fucker is. Hey, I'm podcasting. Anyway, you wanted to say something else, but I interrupted with this whole long Doom talk, so.
No, it's all right. I've got – all right. Let's do the argument for cancellation.
You want to do that? Okay. Let's do the argument for – let's do that. Let's do the argument for cancellation. Am I stalling to –
Sometimes.
There you go.
That is better.
Welcome, all you sons of fucking bitches, to the latest argument for cancellation, video game style.
Shoryuken!
So what we're going to do now, because I wasn't able to do what I wanted to do. And if I did what I wanted to do, it would have been a good reason to stop the podcast. Oh, man, this is so circular.
Yeah. You are – okay, go ahead.
This – here, let me see if I can explain it.
Yeah.
This is bad, and because it's bad, we should stop the podcast. But I wanted something better to – exemplify how our podcast is bad. So I wanted something better to show you how it's bad. And now I have something worse, which maybe is better when it comes to how bad this podcast is. What we're going to do is the first live montage of how shitty our podcast is. And it's very, very simple. We've done it before. We say fuck too much. And it's video game style. Let's
yeah.
do it.
Okay, here we go.
Luke, I fucked your mother.
Fuck. You were going to talk about goat fucking, weren't you? Yeah, I was going to talk about goat fucking.
Listen, Mr. Fuckster. Ever fuck.
Mother. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck
your mom and fuck your brother. Fuck your dog and fuck any brother. Fuck.
Fuck, fuck. Fuckity fuck. Fuckity 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 fuck fuck.
Fuck a truck. Fuck a duck. Fuck a guy named Buck. Cause you suck.
Fucking motherfucker. Fucky fucky fuckers. Fucking motherfuckers. Fuckity fuck 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 you. Fuckity fuckity fucking fuck fuck your face.
How about cunt?
That's right.
I think you fucking convinced me.
I think. You just fucking convinced me.
Ah, too much fun.
is better.
Sometimes dead is better. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much time we have.
We got 30 seconds.
Okay. Good. Well, Jason, I love you.
Love this you too.
Pretty much a video game episode. We can't help ourselves. It's a little weird. We were both drunk before we even showed up.
Yeah.
And
that's the way I like
but
it.
I don't know.
That's the way.
As a drunk person, I thought it was a funny show.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, in as much as I am a video game enthusiast and a music enthusiast, this was the best episode ever. Maybe that's excessive. I should turn that down.
I'd like to think that we're getting better at this.
Nah. No.
I don't know. I'll listen to it tomorrow and see if that's the case. But the first video game episode was a great piece of art.
It was.
This one?
No.
I think that we're still fartists. But I don't know, man. Now, this is something that's just going to delight you and have another drink. And I love you and video games.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, I gotta say, we miss you, Ian Sam.
Yeah, Ian, totally miss you.
You would have made this episode a lot better. Or not. Fuck you, Ian.